Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and as I was telling you last week, we are going to be getting you fit and fabulous. If you're anywhere where the weather's warm and you're looking in the mirror and you're saying, "Uh-oh, I just don't want to look at myself in a bathing suit." Well, if you're a regular listener to the show, you know that Teresa Tapp and T-Tapp we talk about at least once a month. And I've been involved with it for a year and a half now, and it's made such a difference in my life. Well, we have a very special guest today. We have Heather Petry, and she is a T-Tapp trainer. Teresa's on the road, just going all over the place. But Heather's story is absolutely incredible, and I want to welcome her to the show. Heather, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, I'm so delighted to have you as a guest today, Heather. We had a chance to chat when we were getting ready to book you for the show a few weeks ago. And, of course, you were written up in People magazine, and there is a phenomenal photo that I have in front of you. You're a mother of how many children?
Two.
You have two little ones. And you're a woman that is 5'10" in height. You're 37 years of age. And when I take a look at this People magazine, which was the June 1st issue, and it shows a picture of you where you were 1 pound shy of 300 pounds. That's right. Absolutely amazing. I mean, and I look at
it. Yeah, I mean, I've taken that off and kept it off for 9 years now.
That is
incredible. So 150 pounds almost.
150 pounds. You know, I was just yesterday, I had a very, very large party of people at my home, and there were so many individuals that I chatted with who said, "Gee, Donna, you look so wonderful. What have you been doing to yourself?" So naturally, of course, I'm talking about T-Tapp, and I had some material to share. But it was hard for people to believe that you could do this exercise program that Teresa has, 15 minutes a day. You could do more if you wanted. But you can make a difference with the way your body looks. Tell your story, Heather. I mean, this was a journey for you, and you have a very unique situation that maybe some of my audience would just really like to hear about. So tell us your story.
Well, about 10 years ago, I decided that, well, when I was pregnant with my son, I almost had a miscarriage because I was so heavy. And so as soon as I was able to, you know, I had the baby, got out, and the doctor gave me permission, I got out and started walking 2 miles every day, no matter how long it took. I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And I eventually went through my cupboards, threw away everything that I knew wasn't good for me to eat, processed foods, all of that type of stuff, and so started eating healthy and so on and so forth, and I lost a majority of the weight on my own. However, the walking turned into running, turned into kickboxing, bike riding, weightlifting, and it got to a point that I was exercising 3 or 4 hours a day.
Wow.
Like anybody of size has had to do. You know, when you watch the poor people from The Biggest Loser, it's all you can do to keep that weight off, and it doesn't matter how restricted you get with your calories. It doesn't matter how much you're exercising. It just doesn't, you know, your body catches up to you eventually. So I was diagnosed, after I'd lost all the weight, I was diagnosed with progressive multiple sclerosis. Sorry, I have a doggie who stays in studio with me all day long, if you hear her on the background.
Yes, we do.
Anyway, I was diagnosed with progressive multiple sclerosis, and you know, I had gotten to a point that I had decided I would no longer identify myself as a fat person. You know, that's what my deciding factor was. And when I was diagnosed with the MS, the doctors wanted to put me on steroids. And so really, you know, it wasn't that I was so smart I wasn't going to take the drugs. It was that I knew if I took steroids, I was going to put a majority of the weight back on.
Right.
And I didn't want to do that, so I had to start looking for alternative means. So when I lived on the East Coast, I had moved out to the East Coast at one point from Iowa, and I was exercising away, and I wasn't eating very much, and the MS symptoms were really out of control. I couldn't work, could barely leave my house. The only thing that was really keeping me going was exercise, because I needed the endorphins, and I needed a reason to leave my house.
Mm-hmm.
But it was exacerbating the problem, and I was spending so many hours a day having to exercise. So I read an article about TTAP when I was over at a friend's house, and it made sense to me. So I gave it a try, and it was just phenomenal. I lost 18 inches in the first month.
18 inches?
And yes, it was just incredible.
Whoa.
And Donna, I was squatting 275 pounds when I was weightlifting for six reps on a fourth set. We were doing sets of four. We're doing four sets of 10 reps when I was weightlifting. My back was killing me because I have degenerative breakdown in my low back.
What?
And I had a right leg. My right leg was 2 inches shorter than the left. I had horrible sciatica and then, you know, all the MS stuff to top it off. So about 4 weeks after I started doing TTAP, the MS symptoms started to go away, which was just phenomenal. But if you think about moving and pumping the lymphatic system along with what TTAP does is increase nerve transmission and neurokinetic flow throughout the body. And there's research study after research study that proves that any exercise at all can help slow or stop the progression of MS.
Amazing.
But TTAP takes that to a whole new level. So that was incredible in itself. And it's, you know, I've been able to maintain the weight loss for the period of time that I've been doing TTAP. And, you know, like you said, I'm a TTAP trainer. I own Inspirational Body Works here in Clive, Iowa. And I'm busy from 6 in the morning until 9 o'clock at night right now. And I only work word of mouth with my clients, but I do organic in-home cooking with people. I teach them the how and the why, you know, of why we should be eating healthy, eating clean. And when you do that, it magnifies the results of the TTAP workout.
Now,
as it would with any exercise program.
Heather, what are some of the symptoms of MS? Because some people may not know what. You know, they've heard of MS. This is, you know, there's all kinds of fundraisers for MS, et cetera. But with what you've accomplished, I think it's so significant that you were doing so much with weight training, and like you said, things kept getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And I'm not against weight training. I'm not against, you know, these.
No, areas. Any exercise is good for almost anyone. But if you have so Dr. Perricone, do you know who he is?
Yes,
he's Oprah's anti-aging doctor. He's huge in skincare. And he spent thousands of dollars of his own money to prove that inflammation is a precursor to disease. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So all or a majority of exercises cause an inflammatory response in the body, actually causes free radical damage.
Now,
How does that
come about? Because people would not think by doing intense exercise that that's going to cause inflammation. I know what you're talking about, but a lot of people would say, well, isn't that burning calories? How does this cause inflammation? What, you know, so explain that to us.
Stressing the joints, stressing the body. I actually have two clients that I'm working with today that had been working with traditional trainers, and I'm not bashing them, just they don't know. But they had these people on a yoga ball up against a wall doing squats. One of the people has absolutely no core strength whatsoever and doesn't know how to use their core, and the other one had severe sciatica. So the one who has no core strength gets what she does rolling up and down the wall, stressed her neck forward and pulled her neck out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she had severe neck pain for an entire week because the body will tend to use the neck instead of the core or the torso to try to gain strength and momentum.
Mm-hmm.
So T-TOP uses exact and very, very specific form so you don't get that inflammatory response. And then to top it off, the moves are made to be highly lymphatically pumping. Your lymphatic system is what moves liquefied fat and toxins around in the body. So when you're moving, that lymphatic system is helping to wash out helping to wash out the system, and that mm-hmm. includes free radicals or inflammation.
Now, here you are, 9 years later. You are just busy as you can be doing the training, and I know Teresa was just thrilled with this wonderful event that you had on Good Morning America. You've been written up in People magazine. And now you've got a website that you have, and we'll give information out about that in a minute. With the people that you're involved with, Heather, women in our country especially, and I know it's probably true in Europe, but in this country, there is such an emphasis on being what I'd call skinny. Now, you're not skinny. But Teresa, the last time I had her on the air and we were talking about you and that you were going to be coming on the show, you went through what was called a Blitz program that she said that she doesn't recommend, except, you know, maybe when you want to really have something done, you don't do it 3 or 4 times a year. You just do it for a special situation like you did for People magazine to make sure
right.
that you would be as toned as possible, because photographs
yeah.
always put an additional 10 or 15 pounds
well,
on you.
Well, you know what, Donna? I have gotten so many emails from people saying, how did you do this, and how was it possible that you did what you did, and so on and so forth, before you had done the People magazine, because the photographer came within a week's time. I had dropped a clothing size and greatly debulked my legs. And the photographer said, so how many months ago was your pre-photo shoot for People? And I said, it was a week ago. And he just went, what? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it does work very quickly. But the thing is, Donna, is that I train all day long with people. So that gave me the opportunity that I would pick one specific T-TAP workout with one set of clients, and then I would do a specific floor workout with another set of clients, and then rotate that the next day. So I was on a very specific regimen that I built for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I was able to do it. And no, it's impossible. Yes, I still train like that every day. I'm doing 7 to 11, I guess now, T-TOP training sessions a day.
Holy
with
Moses.
People. So I'm moving most of the time. And with T-TOP, the stronger you get, the less you have to do. So really, it gets to a point that as a trainer, you're almost doing yourself a disservice, because you're overtraining your body. Because the workout's so effective, you shouldn't be doing that much. So, you know, and it makes me sad going back to those people who are exercising 3 and 4 hours a day. When you find a program that you don't have to do that, don't do it.
Now, that's very interesting for a trainer to say. And I understand, you know, here you are. This is your life's work. This is what you have a real passion about, empowering other people. What would you say to any one of my listeners? And guys, you need to listen to this too, because if you're in the bodybuilding.
Donna, I have a great husband and wife team that I just started.
Oh.
And my guy is doing phenomenal.
Wow. So what if
he has lost over 20 inches now in about, oh gosh, this week is just fourth week. We're just starting his fourth week.
20 inches in less than
24,
4 weeks?
24, his sister just told me.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is incredible.
So it does make a difference when you work with a trainer with this program. It does make a difference, because we can watch your body mechanics and we see what you're doing. So when I see those little things like people straining their neck to get
mm-hmm.
out of using their torso, I can correct that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you wouldn't think about that in home. And I'm also a corrective medical massage therapist, so, and I've worked with an orthopedic surgeon, so I have that training to do that.
Now, Heather, with someone that maybe wants to lose, let's say, a dress size, Teresa has a number of different workouts. What would you recommend to someone that would like to lose, let's say, a dress size in a month? Or, man, let's put a challenge out there in 2 weeks. Maybe someone is really wanting to get toned up, and they're not carrying a whole bunch of weight, but they really would like to tighten up and be able to drop one dress size. What would you recommend? Because she has the 15-minute workout, which I swear by, and I love her walking in place DVD, and she has all of these wonderful programs. What would you recommend to my listeners? Give us some suggestions.
I actually prefer, especially for myself, the ladybug workout and the Critter Crunch floor routine. And, you know, people had emailed me when we had put on the websites and so forth, oh, my gosh, how did you do that much? Because I think the Critter Crunch is like an hour long, and it's instructional.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, just do what I do. When I first started TCAP, I watched the video, wrote down the moves for about 4 months, and got rid of the videos, and then I used the videos as a reference point.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's really, really important to... I think it's really important that you pay attention to what your body's doing. So if you're not watching it, you can think and feel. And it helps immensely with the intras. So when people are sending me, oh, how did you do all that Critter Crunch? Well, I broke it in half some days. But I also studied it and studied the body mechanics and wrote down the moves and did the workout without.
Okay, you're breaking away. Without?
So I did a majority of the workout without the videos.
Okay.
But I'm a trainer, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So if people want to go out and do that, if you really want to lose a clothing size in 2 weeks, Ladybug workout once a day and Critter Crunch twice a day.
Ladybug once a day and Critter Crunch twice a day. Oh, my mm-hmm. goodness. All right,
yeah.
So
and
let's
it's a lot. I don't know if the, but we also changed, I also changed my menu. And I wrote up a menu plan because I do, like I said, organic in-home cooking, and we have my website going up and all kinds of exciting things happening with the cooking portion.
All right, and what kind
So I changed menus for a couple of my clients as well. And it's a very, very clean eating, and they incorporated that with that workout, and that's how we did it. My clients lost with me. All
right.
Of my clients have lost 2 and 3 clothing sizes since we started.
All right. Now, Heather, tell me what menu changes you made. Again, my audience is listening to this, and so they're saying, well...
Well, I think we all know what organic eating is. It's gotten
mm-hmm.
so popular these days.
Mm-hmm.
But really clean eating. Teresa recommends a program called God Made Man-Made Eating. So for 2 days, if God made it, you can eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 day, have whatever you want. However, I didn't allow my people to have that 1 day of man-made. There were no breaks.
No breaks.
So you see how tough it was? It isn't easy. You got to work hard at it.
Okay. All right. So you're saying you
it does
really
sound impossible, but it's rough. We all lasted about 3 weeks
yes.
before we
just
fell
apart and said, I'm sorry, but I've got to have that piece of chocolate. So what you did then is that you were doing the Ladybug and the Critter Crunch, and I know, again, Teresa has a number of different workouts. Let's take a different type of a scenario. Let's say someone of size. I'm thinking of someone I was talking with yesterday. This person has some knee problems. They weigh about 300 pounds. They do need to lose about 150, just almost identical to what, you've done. So, or no, because you only lost 100. But you still, that's a
No, I lost 150.
You did lose 150, okay.
Yes, but, If I had only lost 100, I'd still weigh 200 pounds.
Right.
I don't weigh
right.
200 pounds anymore, I promise, Donna.
I believe you. You look gorgeous in your photo.
And my sizes fluctuate, but anywhere from a 6 to an 8. And I actually have gone up to a 10 a few times when my health wasn't great. And that was nutritionally, my health wasn't good. And I found out that I had just severe gluten allergies, so, and dairy allergies, so I had to get rid of those. Somebody who needs to lose 300 pounds, you have to make up in your mind. It doesn't matter if you have 150 pounds to lose or you have that last 10 pounds to lose. Until you make that decision in your mind that you're going to commit and do what needs to be done to lose weight, and it's not going to happen. You're going to stay on the same hamster wheel because so many of us are emotionally attached to the foods that we eat and to the fat on our body.
Now you're making a point.
That goes in a lot of positive self-talk is very, very important, and finding ways to stay inspired is equally as important.
All right, now Heather, your voice is sort of fading in and out, so I don't know if you're moving. I know that you're on a cell phone, so I just wanted to let you know that the tonalities were changing.
Let me say it again because this is really important. This is what has helped me lose and keep off the weight. Is that I kind of roll with the changes with life, but exercise and healthy eating never, ever stops, and I find ways to stay inspired.
All right, give us an example of some of the ways you stay inspired.
Reading. One of my favorite books is called How a Strong Woman Prays, and I've read that over and over and over again. Healthy, organic living magazines. Taking time for myself. When life gets wild and crazy, you know what happens? My weight starts going back up because I'm not paying attention to myself.
Mm-hmm.
So when that happens, I stop, take a step back, and say, this is the time for me to do something for me. Whether that's get into a Dead Sea Salt soak for 20 minutes, you know, run to the tanning bed, go to the grocery store, explore the new items in the organic section, or go to the organic grocery store. You have to give to yourself.
Mm-hmm. And when you're, this is something that I think is significant, because if anyone has ever had any kind of a weight challenge, then this is always back in your subconscious. And you have for 9 years, and you gave me a statistical point of information saying most people regain their weight within 2 years after they have a major
uh-huh.
loss. And that is quite significant. And in society in general, there is this psychological burden that so often is imposed upon people. And if they accept it, then they feel like they're suffocating with it. And then they just say, well, it's not worth it, and just what the heck. And I had a conversation today shortly before I went on the show with someone who was concerned about a very good friend who now is going through a major situation with diabetes. And diabetes is a critical situation on so many levels with so many individuals. And it has to do with body chemistry. It has to do with food. It has to do with, you know, sometimes genetics. And this particular individual that the conversation was about, there was really a concern because this person just did not take good care of themselves for a long time, and now they're paying the piper, so to speak. And I tried to share the information regarding TTAP and the other things that I have become aware of through the years, and I realized it's quite a challenge to be able to break through mentally and emotionally. And you hit that button very adequately. You say we can be so attached to certain things. There's a famous movie actress that was with a major weight loss program. She lost some weight, and now she's like even bigger than she was before. This has mm-hmm. to be just devastating for her. Nobody can tell me that.
Well, it was devastating for her, and anybody who loses a little or a significant amount of weight to put that weight back on when you think, oh my gosh, I've finally done it. But the problem is, and it's a huge problem with our society, is that people are not learning to accept a lifestyle change, and they're getting in on diet programs that last for a certain period of time, or with foods you can only handle eating for so long, and then they fall off the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't maintain that. So really, you know, organic cooking is gourmet cooking. The best chefs in the world use pure organic foods. And when we're eating foods that are processed, laden with food coloring, corn syrup, you name it. Now the FDA is, you know, now there's the commercials on TV that corn syrup's okay because sugar is sugar. That's not true. If you have sugar allergies, even organic sugar isn't good for you. If you have wheat or gluten allergies, organic won't be good for you either. Bad is bad. So you can go out and get blood testing to find out, you know, whoever your health practitioner is, you know, in your area or what have you. Or if you need help, you can send me an email. But, you know, so she was, this person was on a program, on an eating program that was laden with processed foods that was feeding her food addictions. Sugar, flour, dairy. So what do you think is going to happen when she gets off of that? She's just going to start eating larger quantities of those same foods that were causing her to be fat. Yeah, if you cut back the calories, you lose weight, but are you going to actually really clean out and heal your gut so your metabolism works better? Are you going to be able to heal your liver, your gallbladder, your intestines? No. And that is the problem with most of the people today who are becoming ill. Our organs, our intestines, our gut is not working correctly. You are what you eat. Your food is your medicine.
Hippocrates said that centuries ago, and the circumstances are just the same today. Now, Heather, you have a website, and you are the only official gym, or what would I say, training facility in the nation. Am I correct that you told me about
this? Full-time.
Full-time for TCAP.
That's right.
Well, so
we're actually in the process of building my webpage, and we are doing something very, very, very exciting for my studios. And I've been kind of hush-hush about it, but we're so close to having it done. I'll tell you today. One of my clients, unbeknownst to me, is a computer lighting systems techie, genius. And he came to me a few years ago and said, you have an incredible success story. People need to know this. People need to know what you know. And he said, I have this great idea. We're going to put these cameras in your studio. We're going to get portholes onto your website, and we're going to webcast classes so you can have 20 people in your class at a time. We actually are trademarking a technology better than what a certain talk show host is using on her show. So, you know, some of the web where you can see with the camera and the people look real jerky, the movements are jerky, we have complete streamline. So you can see me, I can see you, and we can speak to each other.
Oh,
but you won't see the other 20 people in the class. It's going to change education as a whole. We're so excited about this. And TTAP, Inspirational Studios, my organic food plan, Inspirational Speed, all of that is going to be right connected with it. And we're just about up and going. So it's just going to be phenomenal. I have friends coming in to teach classes. A good friend of mine, Liz Need, who is an inspirational speaker, and she's at needinspiration.com. She will be doing classes. A very good friend of mine, Dr. Inga Wenzel, naturopathic doctor, will be talking about thyroid health, weight gain for women, adrenal burnout, low cortisol, I mean, you name it, any hormone, organ in your body, we're going to do a class on.
Oh, that's marvelous.
And just a whole lot of other people. So we're so excited that we're going to be able to get this information out to anybody, anywhere, instead of just my little classes here in Central Iowa.
That is an incredible accomplishment. Teresa must just be absolutely thrilled with this. I wanted to ask you now is give your website, Heather, so that my audience knows how they can check up and keep in touch with all the wonderful things that you're doing.
Yes. Like I told you, I have my dog in the studio. So anyway, you know, being able to keep in touch, Teresa is very, very, very excited about this, and it's going to change so much even for the trainers in our company. It's going to change a lot for the people who are out there doing TTAP and feel sometimes we don't understand or don't completely get it. And it may be just from years of using incorrect body mechanics. You know, sometimes it's hard to understand those body mechanics when in TCAP we're really getting your body to move in ways it's not used to moving for a reason. Because we don't get our spine opened up the way we're supposed to. Or our hips, you know, become too stiff and we lose all of our flexibility. And, you know, women and even men will say, gee, I can't get my inner thigh to get any muscle tone, but the outside of the leg is too strong. You know, those things matter so greatly as we age. And with TTAP, it completely reverses that. So you look younger. I bet
that's
you
true.
Said that people are telling you how wonderful you look, and I bet that's, you know, that has a lot to do with it, because you rebuild your body the way that it was when it was younger.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They notice, they say they can't quite put their finger on it, but wow, you're really looking great. And this is something from people that I haven't seen for years. So it's really a very good reinforcement. And who doesn't like to hear compliments like that? It's really marvelous. Give us your website, Heather.
So it is www.inspirationalbodyworks.com.
Okay, www.inspirationalbodyworks.com, and that's a plural, bodyworks.com.
And there's no apostrophe in there.
Okay.
But there's an S on the end, but no apostrophe.
Terrific. Inspirationalbodyworks.com. Well, Heather, I really think that it's marvelous that you were able to be featured in People Magazine and that TTAP was mentioned and that you and Teresa had a chance to really share with people something that Teresa's been working on for so many years. She's been so committed and so dedicated to it, and to have people like yourself showing years later how it can keep you well. And here you are, a trainer with the only full-time studio. Now you've got this wonderful, wonderful process that is evolving, that's going to be coming to the forefront. I'm really excited for you. I know it's exciting for Teresa, and I'm thrilled that she's getting the recognition that she's getting and that you're part of her team. I think this is
I am so
marvelous.
Excited, too. And I really, and I have said this, Teresa, over and over again, she really does deserve great recognition for the work that she's doing, because she has a genius program that
yes,
is absolutely incredible and life-changing for people. But a big part of that is consistency. And not giving up on yourself. And
it
she
is.
Knows it, and I know it. And if you just keep at this program, the rewards are immense.
Well, I can testify to it myself, because I've been involved with it for a year and a half. And I know we're out of time, Heather. Heather Petry has been my guest today. If you can get a copy of the June 1st People magazine, you'll read about it. You'll see the pictures of her, the before and the after. But go to her website, inspirationalbodyworks.com. Also, check out TTAP.com. Teresa has just upgraded her website. It's absolutely awesome. Two powerful
ladies. Gorgeous.
Yes, with a wonderful story to tell. Heather, thank you for being my guest today. It's been a delight having you.
Thank you, Donna.
This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says Glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Telephone number to call in if you would like to chat with me today. I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. The number to call in to is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. All I need from you is your first name or your initial, and then after that, you're welcome. When I finish telling you what I perceive, you're welcome to ask a question about anything that you like. Again, 888-815-9756. For those of you in the state of Washington, the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair is going to be starting. You got it, this coming weekend. Can you believe it? It's already going to be the first weekend in August. And we are going to be doing the Renaissance Fair the first 3 weekends in the month of August. I will be appearing there. You hear the ad that will be coming up regarding the event. It is absolutely fabulous. I have 8 passes left to give away, 8 family passes. And if you would like to get one, all you have to do is send me an email, mention the show, saying free pass, just so I know and I can identify what this is related to. And then in the context of the email, say that you're interested in the free pass, send me your address, and I will plop it in the mail to you so you can have it. So you'll be able to take your relatives or anybody that's in the family, and that is going to be a great event. I've been participating with this group of people for a number of years, and it's an event that is a memorable one, perfect for the family and absolutely a joy. And it's being held at the Maris Ranch in Buckley, Washington. So you need to go to their website for more information, Washington Ren Fair, and put an E at the end of the word fair.com, Washington Ren Fair, and you'll get all of the wonderful details. You'll see photos and all kinds of things that are going on there. Meanwhile, telephone lines are open during this next half hour. If you'd like to chat with me, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. 9756. Well, boy, here in the state of Washington, we're experiencing a heat wave, and it is one that we are not accustomed to. So it really makes a difference in how you deal with what's going on around you. And I don't know about your part of the country, but when it gets real hot like this, we have all kinds of interesting little critters that decide they want to keep us company. And we have sometimes invasions, it looks like, of ants, water ants. And they'll come out when it gets really, really hot, and what they try to do is find resources of water. And I remember one year when we had them in our home, and I just said, where are all these ants coming from? Well, when we called someone that was really familiar with the critters, they said, oh, well, they're not going to bother anything. They're just looking for water. So they said, if you're wise, you'll just put little water bowls out so that they can go in and they can find some water, and then they'll leave the house alone. So that was an easy resolution. Also, if you're dealing with ants of different types, well, let's hope it's not fire ants. Those are a troublesome menace in and of themselves. But I came across some recommendations that I thought I would pass along to you, because if you're in California, ants were always a plague. They are just such intelligent little critters, and they always manage to find resources of food or whatever you might have around. So if you want to stop an ant trail into your home, cinnamon is really a very good thing to use. I have never heard of this, so I thought, why not share it? You can sprinkle a line of cinnamon around areas where you find concentration of ants. They don't like the smell of cinnamon, and they won't cross over the line. And if you're out on a picnic and you want to make sure that you're not invaded by them, sprinkle it around the area where you're going to be sitting down and eating. I wish I'd known about this years ago. Cinnamon. How easy can that be? So just tuck that in your picnic basket wherever you go. And flies, they really don't like basil. Who knew? I thought flies liked anything and everything. Well, that's not the case. Apparently, they don't like basil. And this is fresh basil. So if you get a big batch of it and you keep it around wherever it is that you're eating, flies are going to stay away. And I'm also going to give you some tips on a fly catcher. My husband made up a bunch of these, sent them off to a relative of ours that's in Maryland, and she said, oh, they are working so effectively. And we've used them in our yard for years during the summer months. They keep flies at bay, so I'm going to be sharing that with you too. Now, if you have a problem with yellow jackets or wasps, you want to consider putting maybe a chicken leg up on a tree and just put it away, a distance away from where you don't want them invading. If you're having a big barbecue party and maybe they decide that they want to have part of whatever it is you're eating, they love meat. Anything that has the smell of meat, they come in very quickly. And we had a big gathering over the weekend, and we didn't have a whole bunch of them around us, but there was one time when we had a big dinner and we were just invaded. So we learned this from a friend of ours who had been visiting family, I think it was in Tennessee, and she said, we didn't have any problems with yellow jackets or wasps. And it was because, she said, a member of the family that lived in the area took a chicken leg and chicken neck and hammered it into a tree trunk. And then they concentrated there. She said they were feeding off of that. And you have to remember, they like to take little tiny bites of meat. If you've ever watched them, every once in a while I've seen them at work. They're quite fascinating. But that'll keep those critters away if you're having problems with them outside. And bees, the bees will stay away if you tie dryer sheets around chairs, legs, or tree branches. Bees do not like the smell of dryer sheet. And mosquito repellent, this is a tip because I know mosquitoes are a problem, and they carry all kinds of uncomfortable little things that we don't want to be bothered with. If you want to use clove oil, and that's not a bad-smelling oil. You can add it to body lotion. It just seems to repel them. You know, if they're really hungry, I don't know what otherwise, you know, unless you can really zap them with something else. But if you're like me and you don't do well with the normal insect repellents, they actually almost will make me ill. But I've been in situations where I had to wear one of those sprays because of the mosquito population of an area that I was visiting. So just be aware that these are things that you can do. They're very simple, they're very inexpensive, and they may surprise you. Now, the fly catcher, this is so easy to make. You can go to the dollar store, and you'll find containers. They have plastic bottles that you have an unscrewable top to. And what you do, you take that top off, and you could do this with any plastic container. You can do it with a Skippy peanut butter jar or what have you. But plastic is best instead of glass in case it happens to fall. But you take that, then the lid, you put a hole in the lid, and it doesn't have to be a big hole. It can be, oh, a little bit smaller than the size of a dime. And you need a piece of piping. And that piping can be, oh, maybe a quarter of an inch thick to, well, a little bit more if you want it a little bit bigger. But you want it so that it fits down into that hole. And you take a little piece of pipe. I'm not explaining this very well. A little piece of pipe that is going to fit in that hole. And you glue it. And then you put the top back on the plastic jar. Now, inside the jar, you need to put a piece of raw meat. Beef works best. You put that beef in there, put water in the container, and then you can hang it. You can put some wiring around the lid, or you can fix it whichever way you want, or just set it somewhere on a table, or it's out of sight, out of mind, and let that meat rot inside the container. And what happens is that the flies can smell it. They'll go down the tube, and they'll fall into the water, and they cannot get out. And this is amazing. It works time and time again. They will go in, and they can't get out. We have literally caught thousands of flies in our backyard. So that is a real good tip, and we've shared it with a lot of people, and it's worked every time. Donna Sebo here. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. 888-815-9756 if you'd like to chat. And this is worldwide, 888-815-9756. When we come back, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and I'll talk to you if you'd like that as well. We'll be right back.
Hip huzzah! My lords and ladies, come one, come all, to the 11th annual Washington Renaissance Fair at Maris Farms in Buckley, Washington, during the first three weekends in August, beginning August 1st. Bring family and friends to become part of the excitement, cheering for your favorite knight as he jousts for noble causes. Gain an audience with Her Majesty the Queen as she knights young lords and ladies, or enjoy a tankard of ale and a turkey leg experiencing the wonders of the Renaissance.
Live the legend!
Gates open 10 o'clock.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right, Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi. Hi, this is Donna. I know we've got a phone caller on the line here, but if you want to call me, 888-815-9756. And before I go to her, tomorrow we're going to be talking with Wanda Novak on why you never should say can't. This woman's story is phenomenal. So we're going to be sharing her story with you tomorrow here on the Donna Sebo Show. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from? Hello, caller. Well, somehow or another, we lost the caller. Is she there?
I'm still here.
Oh, there you are. We just had
can
to find
you,
you. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, dear. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
I'm in Connecticut. My name is Pat.
Where are you in Connecticut, Pat?
I'm in New Haven.
In New Haven. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
The first thing that I'm looking at, and I'm noticing also we have a little bit of a time delay here. The first thing I'm looking at, Pat, is a need for a reorganization of priorities. I'm observing something with you that is, it's a little perplexing. I'm seeing confusion. I am watching you sort of going around in circles, and it's in the head. You're thinking about something so intensely, trying to figure out and get a resolution relative to certain things, and you go, oh, is it ever going to end? And I want to say, yes, it is. What's evolving, though, is that certain circumstances are forcing you to set priorities into positioning. Those priorities are very, very important. You need to be aware that the pressure's on because it has to be on. If you were not put under pressure, the likelihood of your making the changes necessary to shift the priorities would not occur. So this is just working out in its own way, and you're feeling, at least what I'm focusing on you, as if you're all thumbs. Be patient with yourself. You're working through the smaller details, and as you evolve through them, you're going to make the changes that you need. So just be patient with yourself. It's okay. You're going to be fine. Do you have a question for me?
Well, I think maybe this is what you're talking about. I'm wondering about my living situation, if I'll be moving in with a female, if that's something that would be stable and I can count on, or if I should take, or if an assisted living situation is going to come and be available. This, and I'm trying to throw things out and get ready, but for what I don't know. So I think maybe that's what you're seeing.
Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty close. Sometimes we have to have these things happen to us where we look at all the options, and it would be, maybe we think it'd be more convenient if we didn't have the choices, but the truth is without choices, you're not going to have options. And that is where you are. There is no absolute right way. And really, I don't know that there's a wrong way. There is a way of looking at what is most significant to you. What are your priorities? What is it that you really, really want? Because if you don't make the choice, then you can't put it off on anybody else. I recall someone that wanted to make some choices, and they would say, well, if only somebody would tell me. And I'd say, wait a minute. You have the opportunity to make choice. You make the choice. Don't leave it up to someone else, because they're not going to think of all the things that you really are considering to be significant. You need to get work with the facts. And I would say the same thing to you.
Okay. I think this is probably very appropriate, and there's a lot for me to think about. As far as a move, do you see when?
And take one step at a time. Get your priorities in order.
Okay.
Get your priorities in order, and the other things will fall into place.
Okay. All right. Donna, thank you. I always appreciate your sage advice and insight.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I'm delighted that we're able to chat. You have a wonderful day. And my goodness, we're out of time. How did it go so fast? Thank you, dear. So glad you called in. This is Donna Sebo. Don't forget, if you're in Washington and you want one of those free passes, I've got them. Get in touch with me so I can get one to you. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless. Have a fabulous, cool evening wherever you are. This is Donna Sebo. Talk to you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on BBS Radio. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.